26.2. EDE 01310820250637, audio. Another question arises, do we absolutely need separate tanks for helium or hydrogen? According to our information, one thing is certain, propellants can become solid under certain conditions. Temperature control is therefore required. I believe it's preferable to keep this detachable tank simple. Trying to build a tank that looks like a spaceship isn't necessarily a plus in this case. The simplest technology for stabilizing temperature relies on electric thermal elements. Solar energy offers an option for powering these elements, provided there's sunlight. We believe the SSV will venture very far into space. The sun's rays lose their influence on heating a body. Another energy source is therefore necessary to stabilize the tank temperature. A small cylinder inhabiting the tank and containing what's needed to stabilize the temperature seems preferable to us for space travel. This cylinder, craft, could be reusable. But it's still not simple. Letting cylinders wander in space between two zones opens the door to the danger of collisions. I'm still hesitant, without a thorough understanding of space energy production methods and their size, it's obvious that definitive decisions cannot be made. However, raising this point opens the door to decision-making. Without having experienced it, we believe that our principle of junctions, PMI, allows us to further this reflection on replaceable tanks. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This is August 31, 2025.